Thank you very much, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 22nd of September. There are warnings of gales in Biscay. The general synopsis at midnight: Atlantic high 1,033, expected island 1,031 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira, 40s. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, veering northerly 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Fisher, northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Germanbite, Humber. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, except in Thames, and 3 later. Showers, but rain at first, perhaps thundery, in South Portland and Plymouth. Good, occasionally poor at first in South Portland and South Plymouth. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, but northerly 6 to gale 8 at first in west, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4 in west. Showers, squally in east, good, occasionally poor in east. Sol, northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly 3 to 5 later in west. Showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 4, occasionally 6 later in west. Showers, moderate or good. Malin, northwest, backing southwest later, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Hebrides, west or northwest, veering southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 for a time. Showers, moderate or good. Bailey, west, backing southwest 3 to 5, then south 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later, but becoming variable 2 to 4 in Faroe. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest 3, slight rain, 24 miles, 1028 now falling. Stornoway, west, southwest, 3, 16 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by north, 4, 24 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest, 2, 27 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest, 2, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 11 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 7, 5 miles, 1022. Jersey, northeast by east 4, rain 3 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 11 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, northeast 4, 9 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valentia, south by west 2, 27 miles, 1031, now falling. Ronald's Way, northwest by north 3, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Malin Head, northwest 4, 13 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. As an area of high pressure builds from the west during Monday, the showers will become more scattered and most areas will enjoy a good deal of dry weather, and winds will become light across western areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north and 2 later in south. Showers, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly in south, 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers then fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St. David Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in southwest, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south and 2 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, mainly north, 2 to 4. Showers then fair, good. Isle of Man, north, 3 or 4, backing north or northwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North or northwest, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far north. Backing southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles. Northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Father Philip Blackledge of Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Melrose.
Good morning. One of the joys of my job is talking with people who don't have a lot of knowledge of church or the Bible. I'm a chaplain in the local school and it can really keep you grounded. One day in the cafe we run for children there, I asked a group of kids if they knew anything from the Bible at all. There was a lot of general discussion about God and Santa, but I pressed them and asked them if they could remember any quotation from the Bible. One child then unzipped his coat to reveal a Rock Band t-shirt with 666, the number of the beast, written on it. Well, I suppose I did ask. It's funny that that part of the Book of Revelation seems to hold such an allure for people, the beasts and the dragons, and the idea of the great spiritual battle. For many people, such ideas can evoke a type of thrill, but they don't delve too deeply into them. But I've seen people get into quite a mess toying with misguided thoughts about the supernatural. The superficial allure of the vampire is as strong as hero worshipping of Superman. Both of those images are about the same thing, about having power to use for good or ill. Our times seem to be dominated by powerful men who seek to impose their power on others, yet the barefoot rabbi whom Christians worship in Jesus did exactly the opposite. The all-powerful God of love was found helpless and powerless in the face of anger and hatred. If the example of Jesus was followed, what transformation might we witness? Almighty God, you became weak and helpless in the form of a newborn baby who grew to be a wandering preacher who was left nailed to a cross, a symbol of failure. May we see you in all those who are powerless, vulnerable, cruelly treated. May we see your face in their pain, that we may do all that we can to care for them. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Philip Blackledge. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, a good year for British apples, but who's planting the orchards of the future?
The renewal of orchards has slowed down. This is a warning, and it is very important that we give growers the confidence to invest.
More on that later. Let's start, though, with politics. And as it's party conference season, we're hearing from all the parties about their plans for the countryside. Today, the Liberal Democrats continue their conference in Bournemouth. Later this morning, they'll be discussing how, to use their words, rural communities have been let down by a lack of access to local public services, decent public transport, affordable housing. And also how, to quote them again, family farmers have been undermined by both Conservative and Labour governments. I asked Tim Farron, the Lib Dem spokesman for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, what his party's priorities were.
It's about making sure that the UK finally has, for the first time in generations, a proper food strategy, a strategy for establishing food security. It's